For MNN Sports, I'm Kevin Falmas. Want to know how bad it got for the Vikings last night? Even the kid who never misses missed one against the Chargers.
So they're going to run Will Reichard out for what will be a 53-yard field goal try left hash to finish the first half. Snap spot. Reichard, right-footed. Boomer is up and no good. He boomed it, but he didn't boom it enough. He missed it by a couple of feet. And that's the end of the first half. Chargers get the ball to begin the second half. And it's 21-3 Los Angeles from SoFi.
Paul Allen, the call on KFAN and the Vikings Radio Network. That was at halftime. I'll tell you, a missed kick was the least of their worries. Vikings were dominated. The final score, 37-10 in Los Angeles by the Chargers.
Injuries, short week, whatever it is, that is not in any way, shape, or form our standard of what we want to put on the field. And we've got, as I told our team, we've got an opportunity in front of us where we need to own this. This is not a bury the tape kind of time for our organization. This is a watch it, view it, own it. Every coach, every player.
That's Vikings head coach Kevin O'Connell. His quarterback, Carson Wentz, battled through injury. And even though the Vikings are struggling, he's not ready to pull the plug on the season.
Yeah, it's still early in the season. Obviously, we're 3-4. We know where we're at. We got an impressive division. You know, we're kind of in a foxhole, so to speak, with that. But you can't look at that. We got divisional opponents coming up here, and that'll be, you know, those will be some huge games to kind of get us back on track and within our division and all that stuff. So, yeah, obviously not where we want to be. No one ever wants to be 3-4, but at the end of the day, there's a lot of football left, and I think a lot of good football left for this team.
Vikings are at Detroit a week from Sunday. Kevin Falmas, MNN Sports.